In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, it's Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Andy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for offering that. It's so far so good. You're welcome. How's your life been this new year?
Oh, very busy, but very, very good.
You're not only a singer-songwriter, but you're also a mom, right?
That is correct. I live in Cross River, New York with my husband and two beautiful boys, Bobby and TJ.
You got a full plate of things to do every day, right?
One might say that, yes.
Now, the kids take precedent, but how do you manage all of that with the limited time that we're all given?
Well, you know, you have the same number of hours that every accomplished person in the world has, and you just try to make the most of every hour. The great thing about music and songwriting in particular is that you can do it anywhere, anytime, in your pajamas, wake up in the middle of the night and jot down ideas using any spare amount of time in between diaper changes and drop-off to, you know, get some thoughts out there.
The kids understand that mommy's got to sing. This is what I do.
The kids actually love it. They love when I sing them lullabies, and they love the original music that I put out, which is a blessing. If they didn't like it, that would not be great.
Speaking of young and singing, you started singing relatively young, right?
I did. I started singing before I could talk, I am told, and I really fell in love with singing when I started doing tunes from the Great American Songbook. I started singing in a jazz ensemble at Our Lady of Lourdes High School in Poughkeepsie, and really fell in love with vocalists like Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, and composers like the Gershwins, Cole Porter, and it's just been a love affair ever since.
Was it always jazz for you, or did you start out doing rock and roll covers like Pat Benatar and then move over to jazz?
I started with, I was classically trained, so I started with arias and things like that, and then I did a lot of pop music. I came of age in My Heart Will Always Go On.
Titanic,
sang that at many a nursing home in my youth. I wasn't until I found jazz that I really found my home, which is interesting because my album Gray Area is actually really touches on a lot of different genres. It's very diverse in its influence, so there's definitely some jazz influence in there, but I pulled from all over my musical life for the writing of the album.
We are going to hear a song from that album called A Woman Always Knows, and boy, how true is that, right?
Very true.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Alex, with whom do you co-write, and who else is on the recording?
My very good friend, Bobby Yaps, is my co-writer. He also wrote all the chord progressions, arranged the music, recorded the music, and produced it. He and I are both writing in our spare time, so it took us 3 years to write this album, but we are so proud of what we've come up with. There's one song called The Real Thing that includes a saxophone player by the name of Anthony Massey, but this particular song is just Bobby and I.
You say you went to school for this. Where did you go? How did you study?
I went to Iona College. I was actually an English and mass communications major, but I was the president of the Iona Singers all 4 years, and we sang at a lot of different engagements, including a performance at Disney World. We recorded albums, so I made the most of my extracurricular time there.
It sounds like you're a leader, like you're an alpha female.
I am a bit of an alpha female, I must admit. But I do like occasionally following, particularly musically. I find it's really helpful to be the least experienced person in the room because that's when you get to learn so much.
Absolutely. Tell me about the song A Woman Always Knows. Sounds like personal experience.
It's a slightly based on some events in my personal life, not recently, thankfully, but this is a song about that gut instinct that we have when we're being lied to, when we're being cheated on. You try to talk to the other person, give them a chance to come clean, and maddeningly, they refuse to cop to it. So it's just about that sixth sense that I think we all have, but particularly women, to know when somebody doing us wrong, you know?
Yeah, the song is kind of comforting to women and a lesson for men, I suppose, right?
Definitely. probably a cautionary tale for anybody who wants to go outside their relationship. So I hope people take it that way.
Do you do live shows in the Hudson Valley area? You got some coming up?
I do. I have a show coming up at Piano Piano on Main Street in Fishkill. That's going to be Saturday, January 18th, and it kicks off at 8:30 p.m.
Wonderful. Website, where can people find out more about Alex? A-L-E-X.
Yes, A-L-E-X. That is me. Links to my music and all my social media you can find at www.musicbyalex.net.
It's Alex in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks for joining us. Good luck. Here is the song A Woman Always Knows. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.